Before starting this podcast, I would like to say that the Korea Herald sends our deepest condolences to the victims of the devastating earthquake and their families in Turkey and Syria. We also hope for the safe return of those who went missing and a quick recovery from this tragedy. 팟캐스트 시작하기에 앞서 대지진으로 피해를 입은 터키와 시리아 희생자들에게 애도를 보냅니다. 부디 매몰자들 그리고 부상자들이 구출되어 더 이상의 피해가 없길 기도하겠습니다. So I've prepared two articles today. One is about BTS at Grammys and how LG's symbolic headquarters will undergo a remodeling process.
네, 오늘 제가 준비한 두 개의 기사는요. 하나는 LG그룹이 여의도 사옥의 리모델링 공사를 시작했다는 기사이고요. 다른 기사 하나는 이제 BTS가 그래미에서 아쉽게도 수상이 불발됐다는 기사입니다. 그럼 첫 번째 기사 들어가기 전에 베스와 함께 읽고 오겠습니다.
LG Group said Monday it has kicked off the construction to renovate the lower floors of its symbolic LG Twin Towers, a landmark in Yeouido, Western Seoul, where its major affiliates, including LG Electronics, are headquartered. Since the buildings were established in 1987, it is the second time the nation's fourth largest conglomerate carries out a renovation of the two skyscrapers. It renovated the working spaces in the upper level floors in 2009, and it is the first time the group renovates the lower floors where rest facilities are in. According to LG, the construction work started last week to refurbish the main lobby on the first floor, the arcade spaces in the underground floors, and outdoor parking lots. The lobby area will be expanded to take in more skylight, and the rest facilities will be expanded. With the construction set to last for about a year, the conglomerate has opened a website to collect the preferences and opinions of its employees on the kinds of facilities they want in the building.
네, 그럼 번역 들어가겠습니다. 첫 번째 문단을 보시면요.
LG Group said Monday, LG 그룹은 월요일에 it has kicked off the construction to renovate the lower floors of its symbolic LG Twin Towers, a landmark in Yeouido, Western Seoul, where its major affiliates, including LG Electronics, are headquartered.
서울 여의도 랜드마크이자 그룹의 주요 계열사 등이 있는 본사의 저층부 리모델링 공사에 착수했다고 밝혔다라는 의미이고요. 첫 번째 줄을 보시면 kicked off이라는 단어가 나오는데요. kick off는 이제 뭐뭐를 시작하다. 예를 들어서 축구 경기를 보시면요. 뭐 kick off 했다 이런 얘기가 많이 나오잖아요. 뭐 축구 경기를 시작하다 이런 의미로도 해석하실 수 있겠고요. 그 다음에 바로 나오는 renovate라는 단어는 이제 개조하다, 보수하다라는 의미이고요. 여기서는 여의도 사옥 리모델링 공사를 의미하고 있고요. symbolic은 이제 뭐 상징적인이라고도 이해하실 수 있겠고요. headquarter는 이제 어디에 본부를 두다라는 의미로도 이해하실 수 있겠습니다.
So Beth, the word kick off also means like commence, begin. Start when we start something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you mentioned, it is originates from football or soccer, depending on where you're from. A kickoff to a soccer game means to start the soccer game, and I learned this recently, but an informal use of this term for British English speakers means actually to become very angry or to suddenly start an argument or a fight. So, for example, I don't want her kicking off at me again. So, yeah, I mean, for North American English speakers, this is not how it's used. But, you know, if you have any British friends, maybe this is another, you know, term that you could use.
And renovate is like revamp.
Yes, perfect. Revamp. Usually it just means, you can also say restore, and it's meant to mean like usually like a building. So restoring a building from a not so good state to a better state. Yeah.
And symbolic also means like representative, like an emblem or like a symbol that can represent a place or person or a
Mm-hmm.
something, I don't know, yeah.
Right, yeah, I mean, the word is right there, right? Symbol, the noun symbol, which we know is like an emblem or an allegory or a representation of something. So, yeah, like you said, it could be representative or emblematic, yeah, as a synonym.
And the word headquarter is also refers to, like, the main building, I guess, of, like, a company or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, Yeah, I mean, I'm not really clear about like the origin of this word headquarter, but I mean, yeah, often we use it to mean like the main office, Like the head office of a company or organization. So for example, the United Nations General Assembly is headquartered in New York, right? Or UNESCO is headquartered in Paris.
네, 그럼 두 번째 문단으로 넘어가시면요. Since the buildings were established in 1987, 1987년에 지은 이후, it's the second time the nation's fourth largest conglomerate carries out a renovation out of the two skyscrapers. 국내 재벌 순위 4위인 그룹이 고층 빌딩을 리모델링하는 것은 이번이 두 번째이다. It renovated the working spaces in the upper level floors in 2009, and it's the first time the group renovates the lower floors where rest facilities are in. LG 트윈타워는 2009년 사무 공간을 중심으로 한 차례 리모델링 공사를 진행한 적은 있지만 저층부 공용 공간은 이번이 처음이다라는 의미이고요. Establish는 설립하다라는 의미이고요. Conglomerate는 여기서 대기업을 의미하고요. Skyscraper는 이제 고층 건물을 의미하고 rest facility는 휴게 공간을 의미합니다.
So the word establish, we can also use it as found, create.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both of those words are perfect. You can say, since the buildings were founded in 1987, created. Or in this case, you could just use a simpler word like, since they were built, right? Because I think it's talking about more of a like literal way. Yeah. So the buildings were put in place or built, yeah.
And the word conglomerate here refers to 재벌, I guess, in most cases.
Yeah, so in everyday English conversation, I don't think we really use this word conglomerate. I think it's more of a technical term, but we might just say like a big company or in some cases you might actually just say like multinational corporation. Mm-hmm. That could
MNC,
be another way.
MNC.
Yeah. Yeah. MNC. Yeah. So like for example, if you were to ask like a typical American like what kind of company is Google? They would say it's a multinational corporation or like a big corporation. And I think that would be the most commonly used term to describe
like
it.
Like company or corporation, I guess.
Yes, yes. Okay.
And skyscraper is like a tall building, like a high-rise building. And I think the word sky kind of like makes that nuance.
Mm-hmm.
Sky.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, think about it. It scrapes the sky. So, 'cause it's that high, right? So, yeah, yes. Like just high-rise building. Very like super tall building. That's what it means. Yeah.
네, 그리고 세 번째 문단으로 넘어가시면요. According to LG, LG 그룹에 따르면 the construction work started last week to refurbish the main lobby on the first floor, the arcade spaces in the underground floors and outdoor parking lots. The lobby area will be expanded to take in more skylight and the rest facilities will be expanded. 지난주부터 1층 메인 로비와 지하 아케이드 공간, 5개 주차장 리모델링 공사를 시작했다. 그리고 햇빛을 더 많이 들어올 수 있도록 로비 면적을 확장하고 휴게 공간이 넓어질 예정이다 라는 의미이고요. 여기서 refurbish는 뭐 방인 혹은 건물 등을 새로 꾸미다, 재단장하다라고 이해하실 수 있겠고요. expand는 확대하다, 확장하다, 그리고 take는 흡수하다라고도 이해하실 수 있겠습니다.
So the word refurbish is the renovate that appeared in the previous paragraph?
That's right. And I just want to say that actually quite common use of the past tense of this verb, refurbished, is used a lot when you're talking about electronics. So you could say, yeah, like for example, like if you're looking for like a used phone, like, you know, that you can still use, you would like you might find the phrase refurbished phone, you know, or refurbished television or refurbished laptop, which basically means it's a laptop that's used, that's been, you know, upgraded so that you can use it. Yeah.
And expand is like develop, enlarge, to make something bigger in size or length, I guess.
Yeah, expand. Yes, that's right. Like enlarge is like, I think, the best word, like to just make something larger. So, yeah.
And I didn't put the word here, but the word arcade spaces, it's usually like a game room kind of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Arcade is like games and so like game room, basically. You're right.
Wow, they have a game room.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you know,
wow.
If you're LG, I guess you could afford it.
Is it common for companies to have like the arcade spaces?
I think, you know, like I myself have never really worked at a conglomerate, but, you know, I have some friends in the U.S. who say, yeah, like the amenities are quite good at these big companies. Like, you have game rooms, you have gyms, you have rest areas, like you have everything.
When do they work, though?
I mean, yeah, they, of course. I think it doesn't come for free, though. Like, much as they give you the amenities, you have to work.
Yeah, I think Google has those places.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Google, Apple, all the conglomerates.
That's so cool, though.
Yes.
And the word taken is like embrace.
Yeah, that's right. Include, embrace.
But in this case, it's like they want more sunlight in the building, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So in this sentence, it says the lobby area will be expanded to take in more skylight. So means to allow for more sunlight, right? Like let in more sunlight. That's basically what it's trying to say. Yeah.
네, 그리고 마지막 문단으로 넘어가면요. With the construction set to last for about 8 years, 약 1년간 진행될 리모델링 기간 중, the conglomerate has opened a website to collect the preferences and opinions of its employees on the kind of facilities they want in the building. 임직원 대상으로 온라인 소통 공간을 만들어 빌딩 안에 어떤 시설이 있었으면 하는지에 대한 직원들의 의견과 선호도를 듣고자 한다라는 의미이고요. 여기서 나오는 preference는 선호도, 그리고 opinion은 의견을 의미합니다.
So I think the two words, preference and opinion, they are kind of same but different at the same time.
Yes. So preference has a nuance of being,
taking sides, I guess.
Exactly. It's a type of opinion, but it means like a positive opinion. Yeah. So for example, like I have a preference for spaghetti, red spaghetti versus cream pasta, right? Or, yeah, and then opinion is just more neutral. Like, it just means like, oh, this is my opinion about such and such.
네, 그럼 두 번째 기사로 넘어가기 전에 베스와 함께 읽고 오겠습니다.
LG Group said Monday it has kicked off the construction to renovate the lower floors of its symbolic LG Twin Towers, a landmark in Yeouido, Western Seoul, where its major affiliates, including LG Electronics, are headquartered. Since the buildings were established in 1987, it is the second time the nation's fourth largest conglomerate carries out a renovation of the two skyscrapers. It renovated the working spaces in the upper level floors in 2009, and it is the first time the group renovates the lower floors where rest facilities are in. According to LG, the construction work started last week to refurbish the main lobby on the first floor, the arcade spaces in the underground floors, and outdoor parking lots. The lobby area will be expanded to take in more skylight, and the rest facilities will be expanded. With the construction set to last for about a year, the conglomerate has opened a website to collect the preferences and opinions of its employees on the kinds of facilities they want in the building.
네, 제가 준비한 두 번째 기사는요. 3년 연속 그래미 어워즈에 도전장을 내민 BTS지만 아쉽게도 수상은 또 불발했다라는 의미입니다. 그럼 베스와 함께 읽고 오겠습니다.
No win, but multiple nods still make BTS shine at Grammys. In its third year of In its third year of contending at the Grammys, K-pop phenomenon BTS ends the night technically empty-handed again. But experts assure this does not mean a failure at all. This year saw the group get multiple Grammy nods for its first time, including in the Best Music Video category for Yet To Come, and in the Best Pop Duo or Group Performance category with My Universe, along with the main Album of the Year prize for Coldplay's Music of the Spheres. Beating BTS's Yet To Come for Best Music Video was Taylor Swift's All Too Well, the short film. Yet To Come is from the group's anthology album Proof, which released in June in celebration of its 9th anniversary. BTS was nominated in the Best Pop or Duo Performance category for a third time with My Universe, the K-pop act's mega-hit collaboration with British rock band Coldplay. Previously, BTS was nominated in the same category for Dynamite in 2021 and with Butter in 2022. This year's Best Pop or Duo Performance went to Unholy by Kim Petras and Sam Smith.
네, 그럼 첫 번째 문단 보시면요. In its third year of contending at the Grammys, 3년 연속 그래미 어워즈에 도전장을 내민 K-pop phenomenon BTS ends the night technically empty-handed again. K-pop 슈퍼스타 BTS의 수상이 불발이 되면서 빈손으로 남았다. But experts assure this does not mean a failure at all. 하지만 전문가들은 이게 실패가 아니라고 장담했다. 첫 번째 줄에 나오는 contend라는 단어는 겨루다라는 의미이고요. phenomenon은 현상, 그리고 empty-handed은 빈손, 그리고 assure은 장담하다라는 의미입니다.
So the word contend is like fight, I guess.
Yeah, it means like to take on or to compete, yeah, or to face.
Someone, something.
Right, right, in a competition or something.
And phenomenon is like sensation, I guess.
Yeah, like it's kind of like a situation that you can see happening. So especially when the cause or explanation is kind of mysterious. So there's this like there's a nuance of like kind of a mysterious situation where you don't really know where the origin is. Yeah.
And empty-handed is having or bringing nothing.
Right, I mean...
Your hand is empty, so I guess technically, yes, the word kind of means that.
Yeah, I want to say this is a very frequently used phrase, you know. You can often say, okay, so another example would be, I don't want to go to her house empty-handed. Meaning, you know, you don't want to go to somebody's house without any
buying or bringing anything.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah.
And assure is like guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically assure means to guarantee or insure. Actually, you know, you actually use the word reassure as well in the similar context. And in this sentence, there is a nuance of like, okay, experts are reassuring. So they are persuading or promising fans that this is not a failure. So it's like because the assumption here is that the fans are upset and then the experts are saying it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, they're reassuring. Yeah.
네, 그리고 두 번째 문단을 보시면요. This year saw the group get multiple Grammy nods for its first time, including in the Best Music Video category for Yet to Come, and in the Best Pop Duo or Group Performance category with My Universe, along with the Main Album of the Year prize for Coldplay's Music of the Spheres. 올해 BTS는 처음으로 다수 부문의 후보로 지명됐다. Yet to Come은 베스트 뮤직비디오의 후보로 올랐고, 베스트 팝 듀오 부분에는 콜드플레이와 협업한 마이 유니버스가 올랐다. 마이 유니버스가 수록된 콜드플레이의 뮤직 오브 더 스피어스도 올해의 앨범상 후보에 올랐다. 여기서 multiple은 다수라는 의미이고요. nod는 동의입니다.
So, speaking of music, what kind of music taste do you have?
So I am quite all over the map when it comes to my music taste, as I know you are as well. Mm-hmm. I know you were actually a K-pop reporter before you moved to National Desk. So I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan of K-pop and my knowledge is quite limited, but I actually do like BTS. I'm not an ARMY, but I do like their songs. And I think that some of the winners this year, like Sam Smith and Kim Petras, actually, who, you know, ended up beating BTS. Mm-hmm. I actually like their song, Unholy. I think that Sam Smith is an interesting musician.
Did you watch the music video?
I did. I did. It was very, very, like, racy. And I think it's, like, I think Sam Smith is very bold. And I think he's very brave for, yeah. You know, taking on...
His identity, I guess.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And... I like indie rock, pop. I like, you know, top 40. I like Beyonce. I just like a like mix of everything. How about you? What do you like?
Harry Styles. Yes, he won. I know.
Yeah, he was a big winner of
yes,
the night. Yeah.
He won. And he's coming to Korea in March, if I'm not wrong.
Are you going to watch him in concert?
No. No. Hopefully, but one day, I guess. Or yeah. Like, I'll just accidentally bump into him in the streets of Seoul.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
Yeah, and Steve Lacy as well. Mm. Well, he won at the Grammys as well. And when it comes to Korean singers, I guess I'm a big fan of PH1.
PH1?
Yes, cool. I really love him.
Okay.
네, 그리고 세 번째 문단으로 넘어가시면요. Beating BTS's Yet to Come for Best Music Video was Taylor Swift's All Too Well, the short film.
Yojakam is from the group's anthology album Proof, which released in June in celebration of its 9th anniversary.
베스트 뮤직비디오는 미국 팝스타 테일러 스위프트에게 돌아갔다. Yet to Come은 작년 6월에 9주년 기념으로 발매된 BTS의 엔솔로지 앨범에 수록된 곡이다라는 의미이고요. Beating은 이기다라는 의미고 Anthology는 모음집이라고도 이해하실 수 있겠습니다.
Usually we use the word beat when you say like you want to beat someone up, you know? Like the hitting expression.
Yeah. This is kind of quite a violent
beating BTS. It's like
exactly.
Like who beat BTS?
Yeah, I mean I don't know the origin, like where this comes from. Maybe our ancient, you know,
ancestors
where we literally beat people. But yeah, it just means to defeat, you know.
Yes. And anthology is like a zip wrap up of something.
Yeah, like a collection, or. Yeah, a selection or compilation, yes.
And in this case, it's like the band released this album to kind of celebrate their decade-long journey.
Mm-hmm.
The path that they've taken, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, they're really not a boy band anymore. They're a young man band.
They're not young, actually.
Right, yeah. I mean, in the industry, you're right.
Yeah. Wait, Harry Styles is younger than them.
Oh, really?
Harry Styles is like 28.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Okay. 네, 그리고 네 번째 문단을 보시면요. BTS was nominated in the Best Pop Duo or Duo Performance category for a third time with My Universe, the K-pop act's mega-hit collaboration with British rock band Coldplay. Previously, BTS was nominated in the same category for Dynamite in 2021 and with Butter in 2022. This year's Best Pop Duo or Duo Performance went to Unholy by Kim Petras and Sam Smith. BTS는 콜드플레이와 협업한 곡으로 세 번 연속 베스트 팝 듀오 카테고리에 이름을 올렸다. 2021년에는 다이너마이트로, 2022년에는 버터로 후보군에 들었고요. 베스트 팝 듀오 그룹 퍼포먼스 상은 이번에 샘 스미스와 킴 페트라스가 합작한 언홀리에 돌아갔다라고 이해하실 수 있겠습니다. 여기서 노미네이트는 임명되다라는 의미고요. 메가히트는 대히트로도 이해하실 수 있겠습니다. So nominate is like when you tap someone or when like your name goes up on this like a certain list or I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you said perfectly. The other way of saying it is, you know, get to tap. And I think that's like the best way. And, you know, the definition is, yeah, basically meaning when you are proposed or formally entered as a candidate for some kind of honor or award.
And mega hit is like very big hit.
Right. Yeah. Like mega is big,
yeah.
And hit means like something super successful.
Oh, yeah.
네, 그러면 이 기사를 끝으로
No win, but multiple nods still make BTS shine at Grammys. In its third year of contending at the Grammys, K-pop phenomenon BTS ends the night technically empty-handed again. But experts assure this does not mean a failure at all. This year saw the group get multiple Grammy nods for its first time, including in the Best Music Video category for Yet to Come, and in the Best Pop Duo or Group Performance category with My Universe, along with the Main Album of the Year prize for Coldplay's Music of the Spheres. Beating BTS's Yet to Come for Best Music Video was Taylor Swift's All Too Well, the short film. Yet to Come is from the group's anthology album Proof, which released in June in celebration of its 9th anniversary. BTS was nominated in the Best Pop or Duo Performance category for a third time with My Universe, the K-pop act's mega-hit collaboration with British rock band Coldplay. Previously, BTS was nominated in the same category for Dynamite in 2021 and with Butter in 2022. This year's Best Pop or Duo Performance went to Unholy by Kim Petras and Sam Smith.
Thank you for listening to the Korea Herald's podcast.
Thank you, everybody. It was really fun to be with you again.
Thank you for staying with us and see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.